listening to the third grade of the Barcroft Public School in Arlington, Virginia, where the people act. The People Act. These are true stories, tape recorded in communities across the nation, where people are working together to build a better future. The People Act is presented by the Television Radio Workshop and produced by the CBS Radio Network. Every voice and sound is real. No actors are used. Now here is your narrator, the noted reporter, Robert Trout. This is a story we recorded in Arlington, Virginia. A story about school children and schools, bad schools, and what the parents of Arlington are doing about it. It's a story that I think will interest you, especially if your town has a school problem, too. These are the children of Arlington. Most of them weren't born in Arlington. They come from every one of the 48 states. You see, their fathers, most of them, work for the government just across the Potomac River in Washington, D.C. Sleepy, suburban Arlington just wasn't prepared for the wartime growth in government. And by 1946, the post-war boom in population had hit them. It surprised them, one old-timer told us.
Arlington is like a new family expecting a third member. They wake up one morning and find triplets.
A bumper crop of children. More families moved into Arlington. More families had more children in Arlington. And by 1946, it meant trouble for the parents. Trouble for the children, too. Here is John Costello, who owns a local filling station.
Our trouble in Arlington County is this. We've had such a terrific influx, I haven't the faintest idea of how much the population has increased in Arlington County. But I do know this. For every family that comes in, it's probably a two-child family. And that's just been a burden on our school system here. And it just overtaxed the schools as far as schools are concerned.
It overtaxed the schools. It overtaxed the school children. Listen.
When my lunch got stepped on today, a boy stepped on it. We're gone, and we were going out for recess.
It's so crowded, you can't hardly sit down. And it's so complicated, you never know where you're going. I mean, you don't know whether you're going in the morning or the afternoon.
And three boys had to sit with me this afternoon, and they had to use one book, and everybody was fighting over it.
How about school facilities and equipment in Arlington, 1946? Well, ask one of the parents, Mr. E.R. Drawheim.
Conditions are certainly not good where our boy is going to school, because last year we found that in the first grade, he was in a room that was adjacent to the girls' washroom. Now, this year, he's been promoted. He's in the second grade now, and we find that he's in the boys' washroom. We have been informed that if we don't have any further building facilities around here, why, he may be promoted in the third grade, which will bring him into a hall in the school, which has only a light bulb hanging down for illumination.
Too many students, too few schools, half-day sessions, teachers quitting. Here's a parent whose child had six teachers in the first grade.
My oldest child had six teachers in the first 3 months of first grade and never learned anything on a half-day session. He had 48 children in his room, and there were 45 in the afternoon with the same teacher.
What could parents do? The parents did what parents do in any town where they get upset about schools. They join the parent-teachers organization. They try to get action. They go down to the meeting of the local school board to ask about ways of improving conditions. Mr. Drawheim did this. Let him tell you what happened to him.
We appeared as a group of about 45 parents from the Barcroft Parent Teachers Association before the school board at 8 o'clock in the evening. And about 11 o'clock that evening, or 3 hours later, in a very small, stuffy room where there were no chairs provided and we had to sit on the floor like Indians, the board finally, in a rather sneering way, turned to us and wanted to know whether this was another group of League of Women Voters appearing before them, and the group, incidentally, was mostly men.
That was not an isolated case. Time and again, the school board ignored the parents, turned down their requests for improvements. The reason? New schools cost money. It would raise the tax rate if enough schools were built. The matter came to a head at a school board meeting in 1946. Parents at that meeting put questions to the school board. The answers did not make them happy.
May I ask you a question? Does this budget provide for increased pay for the teachers next year? Do you have any plans for new school construction?
The school board said there was no money available for new schools.
And that money is not available to the board.
Who says it's not? That's what we all want to know. You keep saying there's no money available. Have you gone directly to the people? We're anxious to pay enough taxes to get the kind of schools we want.
They got the board to tell them that it was possible to get new schools, but it would take a bond issue. And to get a bond issue, the people would have to vote on it. And they couldn't vote on it unless they got up a petition with 1,000 signatures requesting it. One of the parents, Oscar Lebeau, stood up and started that petition right there.
Mr. Chairman, I have here a sheet of paper, and I'd like to see every parent here tonight who has asked for better schools put down his name, his address, and his phone number. And I, for one, want to be the first one to sign that sheet. Here it is, folks.
But the parents did more than get signatures. They formed an organization they called the CCSI, the Citizens Committee for School Improvement. The men worked evenings and weekends. The women got going during the day as well. Mrs. Marie Dresser, the membership chairman of CCSI, called her friends in for tea.
Girls, I'm sure that you have a faint suspicion that I invited you here for something today besides just tea. And you're correct, I did. First of all, I am the membership chairman, and I'm very anxious to build up a big membership for this organization because I think that is wherein our strength lies. I think that before we get through this, we want 1,000 members at least.
Marie, what would you suggest that we could do besides get our neighbors to pay their dues?
It will mean work, and plenty of work. If Marge will take the public relations, and you other girls will agree to take the your own precinct to pass the petition around. Somebody, we need a secretary.
With the two babies, it's hard for me to go door to door. Couldn't I do the mimeographing work? I've done that work. If you could move a mimeographing machine into my house, I'd be glad to get out all of your news releases and your newsletters to your membership.
Oh, Martha, that's just wonderful. I don't know where we could have ever found anyone that would promise to do a thing like that. I just think that's marvelous that we can find. That's one of the most important assignments.
Dirtiest, you mean?
Well, whatever it is, we're glad to have you.
Dirty assignments or otherwise, they began to reach out into the community to get up signatures on the petition for a bond issue, to get up membership, and they began to run into opposition. The old-timers, the people whose children had grown up and left, saw many reasons why money should not be raised for schools.
Half-day sessions they're crabbing about, just so they can go and play bridge. And the teachers will be the babysitters.
These people live in apartments. They don't pay taxes. They'll vote for bond issues and then move away and we'll be left with a big debt.
They ought to come in here and accept things the way they are. After all, this is our community. We built it up to suit ourselves. We wanted to live out here in a semi-rural community. They come in and seem to want to have all the advantages of a city. Let them go live in a city.
Feelings were hurt. Tempers were short. And even a whisper campaign was aimed at the Citizens Committee. Rumor had it that the children of CCSI members would be failed in school. Dr. Alden Lillywhite reacted this way.
I've been told by a number of people up to school that I may look for reprisals against myself and maybe my children. We faced these kind of things before, and I'm sure my kids can stand it if I can. I'm willing to take the chance.
Arlington was aroused. They rounded up 5,000 signatures on their petition for a bond issue, submitted it, and the school board sidetracked it. There was only one thing to be done, get a new school board. But that was impossible under Virginia law because the school board was appointed by a judge and was not answerable to the people. Delegations of parents converged on the state capitol in Richmond to see about changing the law, to see if they could get a school board that they themselves would elect. Listen in on one delegation that descended on member of the House of Delegates, J. Manon Magruder.
Good morning, ladies. I'm happy to see such a fine delegation from Arlington this morning.
Mr. Magruder, I'm from the League of Women Voters, and as you know, we've done an extensive study on this and very anxious to get the legislation through.
I'm from the PTA, Mr. Magruder, representing 13,000 member parents.
I'm very active in the Citizens Committee for School Improvement, which was organized recently, as you know, and we just hope you can get this legislation through for us to give us a chance. Because, after all, your election does come up again next year, and our school people really want the legislatures that are going to push for good school legislation.
Well, that's not hard at all. You can't wipe out what you've done down here, and my record is one that shows I've worked for school improvement in toto, not only in one place, Arlington County, but throughout the state.
The legislators seemed sympathetic. It looked as if the new law would pass. One delegation member got excited about the prospect of a new school board.
Well, I am so excited about the prospect that we're going to get this elected school board, and that with a school board that's directly responsible to the people, that our schools are going to improve so. We're going to have public kindergarten. You know, I think I will just go home and have another baby so that child will get the advantage of public kindergartens in Arlington.
The legislators did not disappoint the parents. They voted to allow a referendum and let the people of Arlington County decide whether they wanted the school board appointed, as in the past, or elected directly. The crucial phase of the campaign approached. CCSI members rang doorbells. Election Day, 1947, coming up. The keynote, get out the vote. Vote for an elected school board. They talked to their friends at home, at meetings. Here's Dr. Petty.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to be very happy that you could come, and I want you to be sure to vote next Tuesday. You all know how important the election is. And it's very important that everybody do his duty and vote in this election. Thank you very much.
They took to the radio and made campaign speeches, like this one by T. Oscar Smith.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is T. Oscar Smith of 817 South Orme Street, Arlington, Virginia. Friends, we again urge you to go to the polls tomorrow and vote for a change in the method of selecting your school board. Go to the polls, vote yes. Thank you.
Dr. and Mrs. Alden Lillywhite rounded up some schoolchildren on their bicycles and put them to work handing out leaflets.
Take these, put one under each door. Now, you know what you're supposed to do?
Yeah, we stick them under, fold them up neat and stick them under the doors or under windshields.
How about you, Skippy?
Yes, ma'am.
You understand, Skippy?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you understand, Malcolm, what you're to do?
Yes, ma'am.
Weldon?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you understand, Donnie?
Yes.
Now, remember, no one throws any down the sewers. Is that clear?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Election Day, 1947. The school board hung in the balance.
Vote, vote, vote. Make your vote pay dividends. Rain or shine, get in line. Vote, vote.
They gave help to mothers with babies.
We have carpools. They will bring anyone to the polls to vote. If they will just call headquarters, they will see that the people get to the polls to vote.
They gave instructions on voting.
Something to remember, though, that is, take all the time you want. Nobody's watching you, nobody cares, and think it over very carefully.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll try to do the best I can.
And the results? Listen to this school board meeting, a little different from meetings in the past where parents were not welcome.
The meeting will please come to order. We're very happy to have so many folks with us this evening, and we want to hear from you and the problems that you have. We'll also be glad to hear you at any time you want to make comments on the other things we're considering.
That was Dr. Bernard Joy, chairman of the newly elected school board. Arlington had voted by 2-1 for a popularly elected school board. Then they voted in a new slate of school board members. Now that they had the board on their side, they went on to the actual work of improving their schools. They brought in a new superintendent of schools, Mr. William Early. He had a tough job before him, to build schools, but also to heal wounds.
My job has been to get these people together as a working unit by putting them on committees, making them responsible for certain activities in the community, and working with them.
rather than having them squared off fighting each other over non-essential items which had nothing to do with schools as such.
And they went about the business of raising funds to build new schools. That meant more bond issues and more elections. The bond issue became almost an obsession with some CCSI members. Take Martha Gammon, who played bridge but insisted on talking bond issues.
My deal?
Your deal.
Yeah. Could I bring you all some literature? I have some out there
now,
in my pocketbook.
Martha, don't start that.
Well,
let's play.
I went to a CCSI meeting last night, and I have the most startling...
Here we go.
It's your deal. Please get on with it. Well, you can read it when you get home, but I just want to give you the material. I want your husbands to read it tonight. If you knew how many preschool children there were in Arlington, it just frightened
you. You dropped a card on the floor there.
Well...
I'm not surprised. All right, Martha.
Incidentally, did you ever get registered? If you don't register, you can't vote for this coming bond issue, and you don't realize how essential if this bond issue doesn't pass and the schools don't start going up, by the time your child gets to first grade, there won't be a classroom for him.
Pass.
I'll bid a heart. Dorothy, listen, if you don't realize what an injustice you're doing to your child...
I bid a no trump.
Dorothy, it's your bid. Very short-sighted.
I bid two hearts again.
Another election campaign on the new bond issue. And the bond issue for $4,750,000 won. It meant higher taxes, but it meant better schools. That was in November 1948. By April 1951, they had passed bond issues totaling $11,401,000. They broke ground for new schools. They built them, furnished them, dedicated them. Mrs. Wilbur Morris opened the program for the McKinley School.
Patrons and friends of the McKinley School, our first speaker is Mr. William Early, Superintendent of Schools in Arlington County.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen, well, finally we've gotten into this building. I never thought we'd make it. As a matter of fact, as we've watched it as we've gone along through the summer months, and with the slowness in which it went, I am very delighted to be here today. Those of you who had your children in the schools last year that had to attend in the churches and in the basement rooms, I know are very, very delighted to be in this situation today. Although it's terrifically hot in this auditorium, I imagine that you're going to welcome the opportunity to be here just to be in this new building.
The children like the new building, too. The third grade rhythm band. They couldn't help compare the new schools with the old.
When we were in the first grade over at another school, it was over at Page, and I was in the little building. We had a half-day session. All we did was came in, we had arithmetic, then we went out, and then we came in for lunch, and then we went home. Now I learned a lot more, and I'm learning how to write now, too.
When you was in the first and second grade, you only went 3 hours. Now you go 6 hours, and you learn a lot more in 6 hours than you do in 3 hours. At least if you don't, you should.
And other changes besides new buildings. A new salary scale for teachers. New equipment. New instruction methods. No more regimented classes. The teachers liked it.
Now we have different groups, different levels. And now some of the children work on science while others are working on a reading group and still another one with a spelling group, and they share by helping each other. And sometimes we have little teachers or little helpers who help a group that's a little younger than they or perhaps not quite as well versed as they. So it's entirely different from the way they used to be, everybody reading if they could or if they couldn't.
There's still opposition in Arlington to the school improvement program, but much of the early opposition has simmered down. The old-timers and the newcomers are working more closely together. Listen to filling station owner John Costello.
Well, as you know, I'm a native Virginian, and if we can get something done towards improvement of schools in Arlington County, and being a good rebel, I've gotten to the point now where I'll even work for the damn Yankees to make some improvement along the line. Coming from Virginia, that's going a long ways along the road.
Arlington has a real school program now. Superintendent of Schools Early can tell you exactly what the Citizens Committee has accomplished and what still needs to be done.
We have built in the last 3 years 7 new school buildings and 7 addition to existing school buildings. As you know, we will find it necessary to build approximately 1 classroom a week for the next 8 years in order to take care of the increased school population that is now residing in Arlington.
So the job is not completed. but a good job has been done. The credit goes first to the parents of Arlington. Colonel Emery Hackman is vice president of the Citizens Committee for School Improvement. He can tell you the main thing the parents have done.
The main thing that the parents have done and are doing is actively to get out, talk to their neighbors, to participate in various campaigns and programs to really acquaint the entire public in Arlington County with the situation so that the public themselves will realize that school improvement is a vital necessity. It's simply a matter that all of us have to get out and fight the battle ourselves. Probably the principal thing that those of us have learned who recently have come into the county is that this is a continuing battle and that we cannot afford to sit on our chairs and hope that somebody else is going to do the job.
That's the Washington Lee High School Chorus. They are proud of what their parents have done. Look back over the accomplishments of the parents of Arlington, Virginia, and note well what they found out. School improvement does not come cheap or easy. You can have good schools if you're willing to work for it, pay for it. The battle is a continuous one, a worthy one. When the McKinley School was dedicated, a member of the new elected school board, Mrs. Elizabeth Campbell, stood up and spoke a few words that went beyond the schools, beyond Arlington, Virginia. Mrs. Campbell.
In this day and age, when there are so many forces which seem to be opposing our democratic way of life, in the midst of all of the chaos of this world, we are building buildings like this, beautiful, permanent structures that say to the other parts of the world, we believe in democracy, we believe in the public school system, we believe in the education of every child in this way of life.
You have just heard The People Act, narrated by Robert Trout. A new documentary series presented by the Television Radio Workshop and produced by the CBS Radio Network. These programs are under the sponsorship of the National Committee for the People Act. Here is the committee's director, Elmore McKee.
The people of Arlington helped to make the free world strong. If this story applies to a problem in your area and you would like to do something about it, won't you write us at the People Act Center, State College, Pennsylvania? Dr. Milton S. Eisenhower and his associates there will try to put you in touch with someone who will help you. If you'd like a script or recording of today's program for use in your community, write us at the People Act Center, State College, Pennsylvania.
The People Act is written and produced by Irving Gitlin. Tonight's program was tape recorded in the field by Av Weston. Original music by Norman Lockwood, conducted by Alfredo Antonini. Join us again next week when the People Act in Blairsville, Georgia.